how often do you talk about your sexual and reproductive health with those who are around you? Now, it could be your friends, your partner, and your family. Well, yesterday, the 26th of September, was World Contraception Day. Well, we want to bring the spotlight to this important issue that is avoided sometimes because of many different reasons. How can contraceptives be part of the life choices in society that enable people to make smart plans about their reproductive health? Now, to help us do that, we have two guests in the studio. We have Jamila Sake, who is with the United Nations Population Fund, and also Abraham Tumba, who will be introducing himself to us. Well, good morning. Thank you so much for making out time to speak to us on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm called Sake Jamila Beta. I came from UNEPA to speak about contraception. We're supposed to be here yesterday, but...
Right. Well, thank you so much for making out time anyway. Abraham.
I'm Abraham Tubo. I work for Reproductive Health Association of South Sudan, which is an implementing partner for United Nations Population Fund.
Right.
I'm delighted to... be here.
Right. You're welcome, and thank you so much for making out time to come and speak to us on this very important matter. Now, Sake, without assuming that everyone knows what we are talking about when we say contraceptives, let's start off from there. What are we talking about when we talk about contraceptives?
Okay. Thank you so much. When we are talking about contraceptives, actually, it is all about family planning. You know, with family planning, everyone or individual couples, they have their own rights to decide in their family on what number of children to have, when to have them, and how to space them. Now, when we look at that definition of how to space them and the number to have and when to start, it rests upon contraception. So when we give information to our communities about contraception, so we are actually meaning that people have negative attitudes sometimes towards family planning, but family planning, it helps a lot.
Right.
When you want to space, how will you space? Like couples are supposed to space their children, as the woman is supposed to rest for 24 months or 2 years.
Those are 2 years.
How will that woman abstain from sex for 2 years?
Yet she's married to you.
It becomes very difficult when that person cannot use family planning or contraception.
Right. And Sake, you are centering it only around married people and couples. Is it only meant for such kind of people?
No, it is not meant only for married people, but I said individuals and couples. They have their rights. Even adolescents.
Right.
You know, sometimes we avoid them to come for family planning. We think they are young, they cannot access family planning. But when they go for family planning, we should be able to allow them, even if when they are young, so that they can get the information. When will they get the information of even abstinence? Because there we have some... we have abstinence that we can tell them they can abstain from sex because they are young. And if they, and for the married people, they can be faithful. And for if they cannot be faithful, if they cannot abstain, they can use condoms as well.
Right.
So there is so much information in family planning that we can allow everyone to come and get the information, apart from even talking about contraception.
Thank you so much, Sake, for that. Now, Abraham, let's speak about access to information and the contraceptives themselves. Why is it important for people in our communities to have full access to these services?
Thank you. That's a very important question. The topic is very important for the context of South Sudan, where we have the highest number of mothers who are dying. We have also a highest number of children who are dying. So the access to these services is very important to reduce these unnecessary or unwanted pregnancies. And actually, they are contributing to over 30% of the death of the women that are happening in the country because they are lacking access to family planning. Because lack of access, it interprets itself into... having unintended pregnancies or unwanted or unplanned pregnancies.
Right.
And most of those unplanned pregnancies, they end up with unsafe abortions. Because you did not plan for it, maybe you are studying or maybe you are doing your own things and you are not you are not ready to have pregnancy at that particular point in time.
Right.
So most of women or girls might end up doing it, getting terminated that pregnancy, and it leads most of the times into death.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why it's important for women and girls to access those services so that they can control their life, right, and then they can control their lifestyle.
Right. Well, speaking about controlling lives and controlling lifestyles, Sake, let's focus on women and the young girls in South Sudan. What needs to be done to make sure that they make decisions about their bodies? Because you said that some couples, the men do not want their wives to, you know, receive the services. We still have those negative perceptions out there when it comes to contraceptives.
Yeah. Actually, what is supposed to be done is awareness. Mm. That is the first thing. Because our people, when you look at education, most of the women in South Sudan are not educated. There are very few who are educated. And even men, most of them are not educated. So we are lacking so much information, which the world is getting now, which is being spread all over the world. So what I am saying, that the first thing is awareness. We should create awareness to our communities so that they can get the same information that people are getting outside.
Right.
And also, we should be able to visit even schools, secondary schools. People go for outreaches so that they can talk about this, so that people get the concept of family planning. Because family planning is actually neglected so much, especially here in South Sudan.
Right.
And yet we have so many problems that are coiling around family planning.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many unmet needs, and these unmet needs, you find that it is unmet needs of South Sudan is around 31. So it is very high. So you find that among adolescents, we have those unmet needs. We have even married people. Yeah. We have those unmet needs. Migrants, even those who are displaced, those who are in slum areas.
Right.
So we have that work to do.
Right. Well, thank
and
you.
When you compare it with contraception, in South Sudan, the rate is 4%, just 4% around it. And then modern contraception is 1.7. So it is very small compared to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much, Sake. Because of time, Abraham, you have been working in South Sudan. What are some of the success stories that you would like to highlight and share with us about contraceptions?
Yeah, thank you very much. One of the success stories, like she has mentioned, because of very high illiteracy rate in the country, people were avoiding the services because of mess and misconceptions. Sometimes they think it's something that can cause cancers, it can cause infertility, it can cause even like congenital anomalies, and so on and so forth. But because of the education and the information that has been going across, many people understood the importance and the benefits of this. And that's why now we are seeing that it's a growing number of women and girls who are accessing family planning services. So this is one of the stories. And not only that, but also because of the information, now some women now can make their own informed decisions because they understand and they know the importance of this. So in our facilities, we have seen an increment in the number of women who are coming for family planning, but also a number of girls who are coming for family planning. And for the girls, sometimes we think that they're homogeneous. Some of those young girls, they're married.
Yeah, you know?
Some of them are married, some of them are in sexual relationship, and yet they're schooling. So they don't want to drop out. Right. They don't want to leave their schools. And that's why now they have turn up, and the turn up is high, especially at the tertiary institutions like universities.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing now a growing number of girls who are accessing family planning so that they can cope with their studies and their education.
Right. Thank you so much. We only have 2 minutes to be out of here. Sake, in just 30 seconds, what is your message about contraceptives?
My message is to everyone that we should not, first of all, we should allow ourselves to get the message than saying we don't want these services, we don't want that. You allow your children to get the message. When they go for family planning, everything is not about contraception. You know, people just think that when you go for family or to family planning clinic, you're just going to look for condoms, you're going to look for depot and so on. But there is so much information that these children can even get that the parents could not be able to tell them something.
Right, right.
But they can get that information in the family planning clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And family planning is not only to space children to do what, but even is to teach other women or couples to get pregnant. Pregnant also. Thank you so much.
Jamila Sake and Abraham Tubo, we can have this conversation over and over, but because of time, thank you so much.